Welcome and buckle up with Larry and Usni. You're listening to Only Big Time Podcast, the number one soccer podcast dedicated to the soccer fanatic from the collegiate to the professional level. Only Big Time provides debates and analysis about current soccer events in the United States and all over the world. Tune in every Wednesday for a new episode of OBT. Only Big Time is also available on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Now, let's get to it.
What's up, YouTube, man? It's your boy, Usni. Welcome to the OBT show, Only Big Time, man. As you know, I'm always with the only and the unique Big Timers.
What do you do, Big Timer? It's your boy, Larry, but you already know. As you guys can see in the building, we got Minnesota United professional player, Patrick, man.
Big Timers.
As you guys, hey, today, before even we jump into today's video, please make sure you guys go check up our other episode on Spotify, Apple Podcast, man. We're dropping a new episode every
Wednesday, man.
You gotta keep up with the content, man. Hey, we got Patrick in the building, Usni, man.
I'm telling you, that's a big time, man.
That's actually the first one, man. Really happy to have you, Patrick, man. We really glad to have you. Like, how's your day going? How are you doing today, man?
First of all, thanks for having me, man.
No, definitely, man.
I'm doing great. I just woke up, brushed my teeth, did my routine.
Workout,
you know.
Yeah.
Shower. Went to my friend's place. Now I'm here with y'all in this interview.
Now we definitely appreciate you being here, man. We really see what you be doing. You going to your recovery and everything. We're gonna talk about it obviously later in the podcast. But
for sure.
If you want like to tell us more about you, your background, and how everything started, you falling in love with the sport. We so curious about it.
Yeah,
man.
It's gonna be a long story.
Yeah, man. We have time for that.
Time.
I don't know about you guys.
For you,
going
we
on,
got
man.
Time, man.
For sure. So first, I grew up in Monrovia, Liberia, that I was born. First, I was born in Clarotown, you know. I was actually born in a house. So my mom was having me, like, she had me early because my auntie couldn't, like, you know, she couldn't go to the hospital early. So my auntie had to, like, deliver her and, like, help her out. So I grew up like that in the house, bro. It's like, it's a blessing,
damn,
you know. And then in Liberia, you know, we played the sport, football. Right. We call it football. We're just going to call it. We're going to refer to soccer,
every country
football,
football here. Bro.
Yeah, we're going to refer to football here, right, bro. We play that sport religiously, man. All we did was play, and that's where you're not the country.
Nah, say that one more time. You say we play that sport religiously.
Hey, hope the volume a little bit over there so they can hear, man. Because that's deep, actually, what you just
like,
say right
we,
there.
We play football religiously, man. Okay. It's like a religion, a culture there, man. You know, and they bring the community together. It unites us as a group, because you know there's a lot of violence there. Because I actually grew up in a war zone, you feel me?
That's tough.
Seeing all that stuff and just playing soccer and football just, like, bring us together as people, you know?
Yep.
And, like, keep the violence away.
No, that's definitely growing up in an environment where it's not complicated to do what you want to do. It's not easy, right?
And also, I feel like at that age, like, you know, you just playing, bro. You don't care about, like, nothing. You're just balling.
Yeah, I'm just balling, you know? All I wanted to do was play soccer, play football. I can't
mix it up, man. Yeah. Hey.
All I wanted to do is just play football my whole life, you know? And since I was a kid, I always wanted to be a professional. I always dreamed for doing something big. And everything that I dream about and doing, like, I've accomplished. So I just keep dreaming and manifesting. But it got to come with hard work and dedication and consistency.
That's actually deep, man. Yeah. You say that dedication, hard work, and consistency. That's... You know, when you talk about young athlete, man, that some people don't understand it, right? But everybody that comes to the podcast, they always tell you the same thing. It's dedication, hard work, consistency. And but you guys think they don't tell you the truth, but that's the honest truth right there. But you, right, from growing up in, you know, from where you grew up, right, in Monrovia, Liberia, moving up here in the United States, what was the biggest, like, I would say, change for you?
First of all, let's go. My grandparents won a lottery visa, which is really, like, hard to win.
Okay.
And I was, like, very lucky, first of all, coming here. And just coming here, the culture was different. First of all, it was, you know how it'd be sunny outside?
Yep.
And you think it's hot, but the cook gonna hit you? First day I came here, I was in shorts and shirts, and I went out, like, but I'm going back inside. This is, like, you. And then that was, like, I had to adapt to the cold because Minnesota was too cold in comparison to Liberia, you know?
Yep.
Who come from like 100 degree heat every day.
Every day, your whole year.
And then you come to cold, like, it was difficult, you know? And then I came here, school was different, you know? they're least hard on you at school. In Liberia, you get whooped. You don't do your homework.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go whoop your ass. For real.
It's a different, it's a whole vibe there.
Bro, I remember my teacher rolling back in high school, whooping my ass, bro. Yeah, like, for
real. I remember sometimes I would put 2 pence to go to school.
Bro, they don't care. If you go tell your parents too, they whip your ass. Like, why didn't you do your homework?
I know, bro. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, why you show up late? Like, stuff like that. It's the discipline, you know? That's how we, like, grew up like that. And it was way different here. Like, if you don't do your homework, it's like just like a grade number.
Right.
But, you know, I was still disciplined and stuff because my parents, like, give them good parenting. They want me to do better. So, like, I made sure my grades were good, you know? And then, that's the biggest adjustment, just the weather. And the English, I already spoke English, but it was different. But I understood them totally, but they couldn't understand me because my accent was way, like, heavier back then.
Yep.
And then other than that, that's it as far as adjustments and stuff and differences, you know?
Yep. No, like, definitely we talk about your English, bro. That was one of the biggest things for me, too. You remember we talk about it, like, my accent when I came at first is just like, everybody was just laughing. I'm trying to talk, like, what?
I'm going to be honest to you, right? I remember it was like in high school or something. Like, guys were talking about football. They were talking about like OBJ.
Yeah.
Me too. Like, I'm new, so I'm trying to interest myself to the things. I went home, do some homework and it. I came to school and I tell them, yo, you guys know OBG? Because in French, J-G.
Right.
Man, no one knew who this dude was, bro. I started getting hot. You don't speak English, you know what I'm saying? I started getting mad. Bro, I'm like, bro, how come y'all don't know OBG? Yep. They don't know.
They don't.
And I show them the picture, like, oh, OBJ. I was like, man, F you. I was like, bro.
No, definitely. But I noticed how you always mention your grandparents, right? Your parents. You always mentioning one of your family members, your family, right? Like, how was important? What was your family important when it comes to you being successful and getting where you at right now?
Because my family just go back to the roots. It's like a why I do this. It's like a motivation. Like, you know, when I'm doing something hard and it's difficult to do, I think about my mother, like all the hard work she went through, my dad. All the hard work he went through doing the war.
Right.
Like, he was the dude out there in the war zone, going out to get food for his family. Yeah. Like, when I see that gets me emotional.
Get you hungry.
Yeah, it makes me hungrier, you know? Like, and then my mom, too, she's just working, too. My whole family is just work ethic, bro. Like, so we're African, so we, like, we know we, like, coming from a terrible country, so... And we come to America, and I've always been about to model, like, if you work hard and stay consistent and disciplined, you can get whatever you want to get.
Facts. Facts.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Like, facts.
So like, you know, like, Larry, talking about, okay, so you coming from Liberia, you know, come to U.S., all the transition and everything. But, like, like, if we bring that to soccer, like, so you when you moved to U.S., I'm pretty sure soccer wasn't, like, big. Like, it was at home. So how was your adaptation regarding to soccer?
So when I first came here, bro, I was playing basketball. I used to be cool at basketball, honestly, bro.
You about to be the bro, James.
I used to be cool at basketball and football. Like in middle school, elementary, middle school, I was doing well in basketball and football. And then I hurt my back. My mom was like, you're not playing that sport anymore. You feel me? Like, and my mom was like, you're not playing. You got to go stick to football, like the real football. Like the soccer, like the America cousin. But... as far as soccer here, bro, it wasn't big like you said, you know. So, but there are people still playing in the park and stuff, you know. And there were actually local teams. Right. And actually speaking of my grandma, she signed me up for my first with a local team called Auburn Stars in Minneapolis, Southside, you know. And then she didn't have enough money, and the lady helped us too. She had $60, signed both me and my brother up. And after that, the rest was like history. History. You feel me? Just keep running, you know.
That's I always say this, right? Like, there's like the dream. Whenever you follow a pathway, man, it's always like whatever you're trying to accomplish, you're gonna get there if you wanna really want it, and then put in the work for it. It just shows. And I don't know, but like, I just wanna and then something I noticed too. I believe that every soccer player, like, when it comes to like multi-sport athlete, soccer player are the best at it. Right. If you come from soccer, you go play basketball. As you say, you were playing basketball, you were good at it. But how many basketball players are good at soccer? Think about it. There's barely, right?
Because first of all, I think the thing is, being coordinated with your feet is harder than being coordinated with your hands, you know?
Right.
So like, if you're coordinated with your feet, it's easier with your hands, you know? And then soccer players too, we're athletic. especially me too, like from my background, we're athletic, you know. And they're like just the speed, the agility, everything gonna come with, you know, and the eye to hand coordination, the eye to feet coordination is gonna come with, you know. So
So here, Patrick, like I just wanna ask, like, you know, like there's a lot of people that like come from, like, for example, like other country come to US, you know, but not everybody becomes GoPro. You see what I'm saying? So like what, like if you have to like explain us how was yours, do you think, I'm pretty sure you have to work hard, you know, you gotta work hard regardless, that's what you're saying. But what is the difference between, like, why does it work for you and like most people that come, it doesn't work for them? Like, you know, I'm pretty sure people can say like it's a luck, you can be luck, but like Logan said, even though you have a mountain of luck, but you still gotta be ready when that luck comes to you. You see what I'm saying?
So yeah, for
like,
sure.
How do you explain that for you?
First of all, like you said, I was lucky to be in the United States, bro. Like, my grandma won a lottery visa. That's rare. Me escaping the war, bro, coming from a war-torn country, like, that's hard, you know? Yeah. And then it's just, like, the driving me. I just came here, like I said, a family, good parenting, like, it's hard work, dedication, discipline.
Reminding you also.
Yeah, like, you got to work hard. You go wash the bathroom, go clean your room, go mow the lawn. Like, all that small things in life, make your bed before you wake up. All that small things, it's going to translate to the field, you know? Because it's just about work ethic. People take little things for granted. It's like, you just got to be working hard, stay disciplined, bro. You got to do what other people are not willing to do.
Right.
You know, like if I pull in the work today and the other dude's not putting in the work today, and then tomorrow I'm going to be better than that dude.
Facts.
As easy as it gets, you know?
Facts. But I know.
No, that's what go.
But like, you know, you went white as a high school, right?
Yeah,
was that a high school? Yeah, so exactly. Like, how was soccer? How was soccer with it? Where is it?
Was that a high school? Yeah. Freshman year, I led the team in goals and assists.
Damn.
You know?
Damn.
And then we went to the state championship. We lost.
Damn.
I was mad. I was angry.
Oh, I'm mad, bro.
Bro, no, as a freshman, though.
Yeah, as a freshman.
As a freshman?
I got all these awards on everything, bro. I didn't want it. I give it to the seniors, bro. I was like, this is for y'all. I got you next year, you know? And I just felt bad seeing the seniors go because they were good leadership, you know? They brought me in. They made me feel comfortable, you feel me? Like I said, I was the only black person, actually an African person on the team, you know? So, like, next season, I was like, yeah, this is the goal. It's not for me, because when I do stuff for myself, I don't push myself as hard.
Right.
But when I have a why to do what I'm doing, then it's an extra drive. I got an extra gas thing to keep pushing.
The why.
And then sophomore year, we won undefeated that season, you know? Freshman year, too, we did, and we lost in the championship game. Sophomore year, let the team in go and assist, too.
Again?
Yeah.
Twice in a row?
Yeah, twice in a row.
Okay.
And then, boom, championship. I'm not going to score the winning. I scored the winning goal and got the assist for another goal, and we won 2-0, you know? And then that was the most part of. And then that year, too, I also won Gatorade Player of the Year. And I also All-American, too. So, like, and then that was just a part of the year of my life, like, just being in sports right now, like, you feel me?
Yep.
And then, boom, I stopped playing high school. I went to the academy, Minnesota United Academy.
Damn.
And that's then, nice. You know, play a couple of years, then sign with them.
That's nice. That's nice, man. I like, as you talk about, right, leadership, great leadership, the senior going, and then, you know, leading you in a good way. I feel like this is something like a lot of people are missing out. They focus more like on like how them as an athlete, how they can make. They always think the impact has to be athletic way. Okay, we want to win games, right? I get it, but at the same time, you want to be good leaders, right? You want to have good impact on your youngest generation and people behind you, right? Lead them in a good way, just like you right now, right? Uh-huh. There's a lot of people looking up to you, and you have to show example and everything you do in your
life. Nah, definitely, Patrick. I'm gonna be honest to you. Like, you remember first time we met him?
Yeah.
Like, we were home recording, and then, I don't know, we received a text like, oh, yo, guys, you guys should come here. Patrick is here. I was like, yo, okay. And then, like, you know, like, I was born in, like, raised in Guinea.
Mm-hmm.
But I moved to France. That's what I did, like, all my teenage part, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was playing academy there for Toulouse and stuff, and then I moved here. You know, but so I was like, okay, I know, like, if guys is playing, like, pro and stuff, you know, they might not be as cool as you think they are, unless you know them.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, Baba, let's go and see. But when we met you and we started talking and everything, and even the next day, he texts me, yo, bro, send me your stuff. I'm going to put. I was like, damn, bro, this dude is cool.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, bro, he's cool. And then, like, the thing, not even being cool, I was like, dude is so humble because he can be here, like, okay, this guy's playing college, I'm pro. Like, right. You know, bro, like, I don't give a shit about it.
Right.
You know
right.
So like, just yeah. do y'all do me.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like facts. That mentality was actually different, bro. That something was like, damn, this, like, the guy's, his mentality is different, you know? And yeah. sometimes I was like, he's playing, bro. I can't see why he's playing. You know what I'm
right.
saying, too?
Yeah.
Right.
And then that just comes from, like, being a community person, you know? Like, I'm a big community guy, always trying to help, like, people, you know? Because I always been helped, too, like, getting help from other people. Like, my guardian helped me named Chad. When I was here, he took me from Southside Minneapolis, you know, where there was like drug dealers on the corner. Bro, I grew up on food stamps, welfare, you know, I grew up on all that. Cause when I came here, it was nothing. We were built from nothing. We just yeah. work hard. Like people don't know that. Roaches and rats, I was sleeping with them, you know, before I go to the bus stop, I'd have to shake my backpack off to make sure there wasn't roaches and rats, you know.
Damn.
Kids making fun of me in school, like wearing the same clothes every day, like all that was just like, I came from a humble beginning, you know? So, like, just, like, helping other people out feel easy for me because people help me out, you know? So, like...
Okay, damn. so, like, Patrick, that's really important by saying that, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, sometimes, even though, like, I'm from, like, I don't know, even though I'm giving an example, even though you have, like, hard background, right?
Uh-huh.
Once you start getting success, it's hard uh-huh. to remember, you know what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. okay, it used to be tough.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's saying, like, sometimes people, like, playing soccer, you know what I'm saying? Like, the money come with it, the fame yeah. come with it, people. And then you forget that, damn, I used to shake my backpack before. You don't yeah. forget that thing.
Right.
How do you keep yourself humble and still, like, every day you wake up, you grind, and you still remember that, like, damn.
Yep.
Like, but, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't soccer, I would still be shaking my backpack right now.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. But the biggest thing to me is, like, even when I, like, signing a professional contract right now, I'm young. I haven't made it yet.
Exactly.
I haven't made it, even though I signed a professional contract. So that's going to always keep me humble and stuff. Even when I made it big, too, like, I'm going to make it, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, overseas playing the top six big leagues, like, I'm going to do that.
The that's bigger
my,
picture.
Yeah, that's my vision,
right.
You know? So, like, I always trying to find something that's going to keep me grinding, you know?
That's important.
You know, it's like, staying humble is going to be easy for me because I came from a humble beginning. And I'm just trying to help those who are less fortunate than me, you
right.
know? And
right.
just use my voice and my image to help those who need it the most, you know? Right. So
no, like the bigger picture, right? And as I always mm-hmm. tell us, right, one thing is like, even when I came here, right, I didn't know Americans could play soccer, like, honestly, or football.
Yeah, for real.
I was like, nah, they can't play in here, you know, I would be the best. And I came here, I see there's actually talent here. Did you have like any like shock, like when you came, like in between Liberia and American, when you came and then you was like, oh yeah, yeah.
I mean,
ball.
Okay, even though like your level might be better than them, but right. you look at them like, okay, like I'm saying, like, there is baller here.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Cause there were a lot of African descent, like for myself and like other people too from different countries from Liberia. Cause Liberia has a big community here, you know. So I seen people like that. I was like, yeah, these dudes can ball too. You know, for me too, I'm confident too. I'm always going
right.
to, you know, like if I'm going against you, I'm always going to think I'm better than you.
Fast.
Like that's just me being
100%.
You know,
as you should, man. As you should.
Like I see these dudes, I'm like, I'm better than them. You right. know, but that doesn't make me not go harder against them. You know, it's just like,
fast.
Like I didn't think people were like better than me, but like I feel like they were as good. You know. As good and like
on like this, challenging
yeah,
type,
yeah, challenging. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but when I saw him, I knew I was better than him.
That's how it should be, bro.
But it should referee too.
Nah,
he talks too much though.
He always talks.
I gotta humble this kid.
Hey, what position you play?
I play center forward. Bro.
Center forward.
Yeah.
So I was CDM. I played CDM the whole time, but uh-huh. like. After, like, I didn't, the academy did not work for me. Like, they tell me,
you went goalie, enough, you went know? Goalie then.
So I changed the team. I went with, like, a senior team.
Uh-huh.
And that, in that senior team, like, you know, playing there, like, I don't know, making $200 a game if you win.
Yeah.
I was playing left back there.
Yeah, left back.
Because the CDM was way better than me. So I had to find another spot. So I was playing left back. So when I moved to US,
yeah,
I was already done with soccer. So I was like, okay, I'm going to stay on the left side, you know.
Okay.
So I was just like, it's easy. Yeah. But usually yeah. I play midfield, CDM.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
No, no, that's interesting.
No, but here though, Patrick, let's go back here. Like, you know, you said that about the high school, right? You came to Waizara.
Uh-huh.
How was that for you? Like, for example, you know, coming from like,
yeah,
coming from place where like you all like, you know, black people and stuff.
Yeah,
and then being in a school where like you the only one.
Yeah,
like 80% white people at a school. Like, I came from a school like going to Waizara is like. The freshman year, I struggled, like, okay. just grades, like,
you
stuff.
You with grades? And
yeah, grades, just grades, stuff. Okay. Like, my grades was, like, not good,
okay.
to be honest.
Was it because of, like, the culture of, us, like...
No, it was just different. School was
okay,
harder.
Different, okay.
School was harder.
Yeah,
okay,
like,
it.
The demon was harder, you know? Like, yeah. I came from the I came from the hood, like the trenches, you know?
Right.
And then there's the education system is not as good. The right. resources, you know? That's why they need to change that. It's like the resources. White people have way better resources. I went to Wayzata, they got 8 gyms. Like, they got big libraries.
Yeah,
we don't get that in the hood.
Bro, I saw that at high school. Yeah. I was like, yo, is this university?
Yeah.
Because we used to practice there. They have like 7 fields.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
They got all that, like all those resources, like, of course, those people over there gonna be better than the black kids. Like what? Like educational wise, you know,
okay.
like more educated. Like these kids
they have structure. I mean, yeah, they have everything.
Like resources. Like right. they don't have the same amount of resources, you know. So just going there, like my grades dropped, but my guardian I was staying with at his house. He lived in a big house. I was like, bro, I seen this house. I'm like, this is like unreal. You feel me? So real to me. And he just keep me grounded. He's like, he would do competitions and stuff with his son. He's like, if you get as close as a grade to Jake, that's his son named Jake. Yeah. And then I'd get you this, I'd get you that, you know? So that motivated me, like, because I'm competitive, and he saw that in me.
Right.
So, you know, I always want to do something better than him. Yeah. So as soon as he started saying that, my grade started getting better, you know? Freshman year, I left Wayzata High School with a 3.5 GPA, bro. Like,
that's dope.
That for Wayzata High School coming from the hood, Southside, Minneapolis, it's like, that's really good, you know?
That's really good, yeah.
And that's my guardian. It's just good parenting, man. Good parenting is going to take you a lot of places, bro. It's good parenting.
So would you say that every kid that has, like, the because yeah. most of the time, right, we see kids, you see a lot of parents. What I love with, like, sport in the US,
Facts.
How like parents are behind the kids, bringing Facts. Them to practice after work. Mm-hmm. This is something we don't really see most.
Right.
Of the
even friends, we don't really see.
We don't really
no.
see
like,
that.
Like no. I like 10, 11, 12. Yeah. My friend taking the bus and the tram and go there.
Yeah.
You gotta go on your own.
On your own.
Yeah, like, yeah. You are faster. On your own.
So, but
yeah.
here I see how like parents are behind it. Mm-hmm. We're gonna take you to practice, to this, to that. It's caring. Caring is, I think it's really important for the kids, for the future, you know? So it's just mm-hmm. something I
but,
really like.
But here, like, coming back on that struggling part, why is that? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, like, okay, you struggle in school, but because of your competitiveness in, like, in on the field, you being an athlete, being competitive, having that competitive mindset. Uh-huh. That's why we had Kwaku. He was saying the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Because he said some people think that there is two mentality, life and sport.
Uh-huh.
But people that succeed most of the time, they have only one mentality in uh-huh. everything.
Yeah.
You know, you're competitive not just in soccer because you could have been that guy that's really good in the field, but in class, you can't.
You keep right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't do it. But because you have that mentality to help you. But like, do you had any struggle when it comes to soccer in the team? Like how the system they play,
right,
they don't pass you the ball, you don't want to play with them, they don't want to play with you. Like,
right,
like
that's that. Actually, you got to let us know the story, man. I know you got a lot of story. I know you do.
Yeah, I do. For me, it was, I don't know, the system was flowing well because we had a good, great coach. He was a great defensive coach named Dominic. He was a great leader too. Like, people listen to him when he speak. Like, people, like, it's that type of coach that will run in the wall for him, you know? Like, when you're speaking, your eyes is like, you focus, you're locked in. And everything went well. Like, everything flowed well. Like I said, my freshman year, I let the team in goals and assists, and then we had great players too, like great leaders on the team. The team was flowing good. The position, we were playing mm-hmm. good soccer, and we went undefeated both years. So, and we lost in the.
But like, I feel like in his case, that's the wrong case question to ask. because like you know.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot be in the team, nobody like you, if the team rely on you, if you don't want to carry the team. Right. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I wasn't.
No, when I say carrying the team, but it's just like, you know, you're putting numbers there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, if you're one of those guys that putting numbers there, we cannot hate on you. You see what I'm saying? It's hard.
You see the humbleness? Yeah. He said he wasn't carrying the team.
Nah.
No.
Why you do that, man?
But listen.
Don't do that, man.
But we just had, even on our team, it was just good leadership. People weren't selfish. A lot of people were selfless, bro. I mean, everybody was like, trying to help each other. Yeah, because of that coach.
Right.
If you have that coach, bro, it's not about tactics, it's not about technical, it's about managing players.
Right.
It's about, see, you have big, like, teams with big players, with, like, all those good, like, PSG, for example.
Right.
It's about player management, man. That's part of coaching, too.
That's deep.
And then Dominic is really good at that. Like, he kept the egos, people with high ego down, you feel me? Like, keep your ego in within the team, you know? Same, play for the team.
You're a team player.
We literally had it. We just, like, Kweku was saying, Kweku just said, like, it's hard to make a lot of quality player play together.
Yeah.
As a coach, it's that's one of the hardest things, make a lot of quality player play together. And you talking about egos, that's true. A lot of quality players has egos, right?
But, but here, they're talking about the ego part. So here, we're here in Waizada. We have two great years, okay?
Uh-huh.
Boom, we stop. You stop. Like, why did you decide to stop Waizada and
go to the academy?
I decided to stop. I wanted to go to the academy a long time ago.
Okay.
But my dad was like, my guardian was like, if you're good enough, they're going to see you. It doesn't matter where you're at, you know?
That's deep.
And I just wanted to play academy football. Because, to be honest, I was watching Minnesota play, Minnesota United play at an age, like, I'm, like, watching them dudes. I'm like, bro, I can play here. You know, like, I'm seeing that I can play it right now. And that was in my head. That's my confidence in me, you know? And then I just went to the academy, and then our season got canceled because of COVID.
Yeah.
We played seven months of season, but the rest of the season got canceled. And the DA got canceled, too,
because
the U.S. women's soccer, I mean, it didn't got canceled, it got rid of. Because women's soccer sued the men's soccer. What I mean, the association, the U.S. Soccer Association, for not paying them money.
I didn't know about that one. Okay.
And then the DA got rid of. Yeah. They got rid of the DA, and then I got signed with Minnesota United.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to college for a little bit, for like three weeks.
hold on. He said 3 weeks.
What college did you go to?
I didn't even know that.
You didn't know that? No. I went to the. Nah, because this is a funny story, because I was going to sign with Minnesota United, but they were not generating enough revenue
because
of COVID-19. And there's a whole time, college coaches come to my coach, right? Be like, who's that kid? He'd be like, don't talk to him. He's about to sign pro. You know?
He's like,
don't waste your time on him.
Right.
And then, that ruined my chances to go to, like, my options, you know? Like, so, like, all my offers and stuff, I didn't get no offers, bro. Like, no, coaches were talking to me, but, like, I didn't get no offers, you know, because my coach was telling them to not. And then when the season got, when I found out I was not going to sign that year,
right. And
I was looking for a college, you know, so my coach, like, so this school, my coach just emailed them, right, that Patrick needs a school to play for.
Right.
And then, boom, you got Clemson, Georgetown, UCLA, SLU.
Damn.
You know? All them school come and like, and then I really like SLU because, you know, for me, I'm not like let's go to a big school,
right. You
know? Let's go to a big time school so everybody can know. You know, I pick a small school because, you know, I believe in players' development.
Right.
And then when I saw St. Louis University, they do that. They have their own.
St. Louis is not small. It's a small.
No.
Big school, I seen like,
big club. Compared to UCLA, of course, he's right.
Yeah,
no, he's right on that.
Not like a big club, you know. And then I like the style of play. Coach Kellish was a great mentor for me, you know. And then, boom, my season got canceled too, COVID-19. So all we did was just they were just doing practice games and stuff. And then when I came back in the spring, I was there for 3 weeks. I played three games there, and then I signed with Minnesota. So,
did you have some practice with Minnesota before you signed?
Yeah, yeah. I was
stuck. Okay.
The academy. I was training with the first team in the academy.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So I was about to ask you, like, so, like, okay, so you definitely, like, were way ahead of, like, the academy, okay?
Right. Yeah.
But when you started coming with the pro, did you something hit you, like, damn, these guys are really good? Or, like, you're like, okay, I'm still that guy.
Nah, when I went there, bro, I felt, you know, I didn't lose any confidence. I was still playing the way I was playing, but I felt like I had to be more professional now.
Professional now, okay.
Like, no more eating pot tarts, no more drinking pop, you know?
Right.
You know?
No more pop, man.
You can't be doing that anymore.
Right.
And I just stay grounded and concentrated, you know? It's not going to be perfect. I'm a young kid coming in, you know, to a new environment. My first time being a pro. So I had to learn stuff, you know, along the
Definitely.
Way. And still have a lot of stuff more to learn, you know.
It's still just, growing,
yeah,
man.
I'm still
every
growing,
day, every day.
You know? But I didn't feel I was out of place, you know. I felt I belonged there, you know.
That's actually good.
And I made them see that I belonged there, and they saw that in me. So
they took you to the family, they pretty much, you know, welcome you, and I mean, everything just went.
Okay, so like one, sorry, Larry, from
no, you good, you good.
But one thing I want to focus on, okay? You came there, you practiced with them, and on that spring, boom, you signed. How was your feelings? Like, how was your family? What's the first thing you did when you signed that contract, man?
For me, bro, it didn't feel so real to me because the whole time I've been manifesting and, like, visualizing in my head, you know, I was going to be a pro. Because there's a scientific thing that says, bro, your brain doesn't know the difference if you're there physically or you're thinking of, when you're thinking about it, or, like, when you're thinking about it and visualizing and, like, closing your eyes and manifesting it.
Yep.
Like, your brain puts you into that place, like, physically already. It can tell the difference, you know? So I was, like, when it happened, it was like, oh, yeah. It was just a matter of time it happened, you know? I mean, I was...
still coming.
I mean, yeah, I was excited, but I was now, like, shocked or, like, surreal. Right. Like, this is a surreal moment. Of course, my parents were proud of me, too, you know?
Obviously, everybody.
But, like, yeah, it was a great feeling that it finally happened. And I was ready to get to work the next day, actually. So
did you quit work? No, but
that was my first job, bro. That was my first job. Never had a job. Being a professional was my first job. Yeah,
that's actually not. As being a professional soccer player as a first job, I think that's
but,
a weird.
But like, were you the first professional player in your family?
No, it wasn't. No, okay. Not the first. My uncle George, he played for AC Milan. AC Milan, Chelsea. That's my dad's half brother, you know. So, Timothy, my cousin, but Timothy called me out saying he wasn't my cousin, bro. Timothy, what you doing? He didn't know we didn't grow up together, so he was from New York, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't grow up together. I grew up with.
Timothy played for Lille, right?
Yeah, Lille.
Lille in France.
And the national team.
National team too.
We didn't grow up together. I grew up with my dad and George. We used to play with them on the field. Actually, cool story, bro. My dad and George, like. It wasn't like really a competition, but everybody knew my dad there, you know? He was the guy.
Right.
But he just followed that street life, you know? Okay. So that didn't take him far. But he was a lefty, like 5'8", was crafty. I don't know what we taught. Me and my brothers taught.
Lefty.
My brothers, bro, my dad was saucy with his left foot, bro.
Yeah, I'm saying all the left foot. All the left foot.
Nah, hey, even left foot, but not him, but.
My brother 6'3", I'm like 6'1", you know, like, my brother's a lefty. I wish I was a lefty too, bro.
You do?
I wish I was a lefty.
Sometimes these lefty be lucky, though.
Yeah. They always got the sauce if you're lefty, too. I know.
Yeah, but like,
yes, we do.
I know we already talked about it, obviously, right? You're saying you went to St. Louis, obviously, for 3 weeks. Like, how was the college level from you coming from Waizada, or like you coming from there? Like, do you feel like your level was way higher, or like,
bro, I came to
college soccer. I need to know about your what you think about college soccer,
bro. When I came there, my confidence was so high, but I'm a confident person if you ask anybody on the team,
right?
I'm about to shit on these dudes. Like, bro, like, what are these dudes? Bro, first practice, I came in, right? They keep talking about this kid named Kippy Keller. He's a good player. He's playing with Austin FC right now, MLS 2.
Okay. Oh.
Right? First practice, they hopping this dude up, talking about he's good, like that. Bro, I rainbowed him in practice. First touch, bro, rainbowed him. Everybody look at me, are you crazy? I'm like, bro, what?
Like, this, do this shit, man.
This what
do
I,
this shit, man.
I do this for real, you feel me? I'm the youngest dude there too, and they're like, bro, this man got, my coach loved it too. He's laughing and stuff, you know? And they just let me express myself, you know? It's like, bro, I don't fear nobody. I'm going against you. I only fear God. So like, my confidence was so high, bro. I was just playing. Like, I didn't think when I was playing, I'd just be having fun, you know?
Yep. That's the point, man. That's the point of playing.
And then you said you only stay like there for like 2-3 weeks?
Yeah. When the spring season came, yeah.
And did you play some game with them?
Yeah, I played 3 games.
How was those games?
It was different because the first couple games we played, we won the first two, right? And lost to my kid the last one. And I had a goal in 3 games, you know? But I think I played well. The intensity wasn't as expected, you know?
Right.
You know,
wait. Okay, so every single person that we had here tell us that college speed is way different.
Right.
But he said that the
intensity wasn't it.
Nah, cause it's, I told you I was practicing with the first team. You know.
Like, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense now.
Me practicing with the first team is like, I'm about to kill these dudes. Right. Like, you know.
That's like some fried chicken.
I'm about to kill these dudes. You know. So.
No. But like. You getting, you know, obviously from now you adapt to the, you know, Minnesota United group? And how is the group looking? Because I remember, I think it was, what, 2 years ago, you guys went to the final of the MLS Cup and everything. I watched you guys.
Western Conference Final.
Yes. And everything went good. And that's actually the season you had your first game, right? You have your first game.
No, the next season.
The following season.
Yeah, that's when I signed the next season.
And
yeah.
how did you feel stepping on the field for the first time?
I was excited, and
no stress.
No, I wasn't, bro. The first time I was like a couple of games before I made my debut, I was on the bench, right? I was nervous, to be honest. I was nervous just being on the bench.
Damn.
And then after a while, you on the bench, like you get used to it. And then one coach called my name, like, Patrick, come in. Bro, I was excited, bro. We were down 1-0 against Austin FC, you know? And I should have scored a header.
Yeah, right that game, you had an occasion.
That's my first touch, bro. My first touch, I should hit the ball. Goalkeeper made a save, bro. I was like, damn. I was wanting to celebrate, you know? Yeah,
man,
so.
You come in the team young like that. You know what I'm saying?
Young,
and, you know, the pro team, it can go from like 42. The goalie can be 42 years old to like 18. Uh-huh. And it's hard to like... Like, for example, if you're in college, everybody's like between 18 and 24. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's easy to, like, you know what I'm saying, play around. But when you come to, like, the pro, how does the locker room look like?
Well, me, I'm an extrovert, you know, so I'm an outgoing person. So,
you're cool with everybody.
Our equipment manager try to split the locker room, like, the seating, like, so, like, with people that you're from, like, the country you're from. So people can like connect better.
Right.
So
right.
Like the Spanish speaking people,
right?
They're in one place, you know.
Yep.
They're in one place, and then the French speaking people from France, they're there, and then the Black Americans, the Africans, you know, just people. That's how it's not saying it's segregated, but like just so people be feel comfortable.
More comfortable,
right. You know.
I understand that.
So, just in the locker room, there's a lot of music. I'm usually dancing, outgoing, yeah. You know. I speak Spanish too, you know, because I used to stay with my, you know, Reynoso, our best player on our team. Everybody know it.
Man,
if I'm Argentina, Emmanuel Reynoso, I live with him for a year and a half. And then just being with him, he didn't speak no English. So I just learned Spanish from him.
Spanish.
Yeah, so.
That's nice from you, man. Like being around guys like him, man. I just.
Yeah.
Like,
but do you think since you became, like, you started being around those guys, your game has improved?
Yeah. Bro, he's a great influence, bro. People don't think he is, but I think he's a great influence around me. But he makes sure I'm eating good food, bro. This guy, we'll go to restaurants, bro. You don't want me to pay for my food. It's like, don't pay, you know? Like, you buy me off-white shoes, like $2,300 shoes, off-white. Like, you say, here, for you.
Yeah,
like, just that. Even nice, just not giving me material things, too. He just let me know, bro. You got to stay grounded. You got to keep working. Stay consistent. You tell me that the biggest thing for me is consistency.
And then do you still keep the connection with him till today?
Yeah, that's okay. My guy, man. That's Ray, bro.
We always talk about it. And even earlier with Kweku, we talk about mentoring. Like,
yeah,
people
mentor.
You're looking up to.
Yeah.
Know? Like, I feel like, I don't know, you might be one looking up to him. Like,
everybody
looking up to
but
him.
But, like, okay, so, like, you being pro, okay? You work hard, okay? I can see your mentality, even your stories. You're like a hard worker person, right?
Yes.
Who do you meet like that person just blow your mind? You're like, damn, this dude working is another level.
That's Kobe, bro.
Nah. Okay, I see what you say, but I'm saying like you met in person, like in the locker room. In your environment. Like being pro, who's the locker room? That guy. You know, like for example, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
People say he come early, late.
For me, when I first came, it was Yano Gregus. He's at Jan Gregus. He's from I don't know where he's from, but he's at F Quicks right now.
Okay.
This guy was a machine, bro. Like he would say he when I first came in, he was one of the guys that put me on his wings. Like he saw the potential, you know. He was like, bro, we're gonna stay after training, come early. We're gonna do stuff, doing stuff with the weight vest, extra training, extra work. But the physio was getting mad at me because I do a lot of work on my own, you know? It was like, you got to come do this. You kind of come do
what
that.
What was his name again?
Jan Gregus.
Okay.
He's from Europe. So, yeah. So, like, he was really professional. When it comes from professionalism, like, show up early, leave. Yeah. He's the first one to show up and last to leave, bro, mentality. Will Trapp, too. Will Trapp is a good professional, too. Our captain, you know? He's a great leader too.
Yeah, Trapp is definitely a good leader.
Yeah, Trapp used to pick me up from uh, from my guardian's house every day because I didn't have a car.
Right.
Pick me up, and then in the car you just be mentoring me and stuff. And like
that's important. You know. Man. That's important.
So like, I personally, I've been close to the pro. I never like not playing, but like I've been close to them in the way it's like I can sit at the line watching them playing, throw the ball. You know, like when we were kids, stuff like that.
Right.
Sure. But everybody talk about like how their practice is way different than amateur. What is the big difference between the pros' practice and like the practice?
Everything else.
You know what I'm saying? Like because we can make the practice look intense, looking good. Uh-huh. But I've sit down watching some pro practice with one ball. You know, when we practice, we need 10 balls around the field. When the ball, right. I seen them practice with one ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
And that ball going around.
I think it's like expectation is higher. You know?
Right.
They're gonna set it's gonna be a high expectation, and everybody gotta meet that expectation. Or if you don't meet it, you're gonna get yelled at, or obviously, you're not gonna play. Right. You know? Right. And the intensity to level is a whole different level. You know? Not a lot of people are taking breaks in training. You know, coach is watching. You know? And now it's just like everybody's like, it's a game, especially for the young kids, because we got something to prove. So every practice is a game for us. So we got to train as hard or harder than the veterans, you know? Yeah. So.
And then you doing good, right? You was doing good at Minnesota, like,
yeah.
Until, you know, boom, you got injured.
Uh-huh.
Like, at that moment, like, how do you feel about you getting injured? And then you have to sit back and reflect about it. How was it for you, the injuries?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. It was hard for me at first, you know? I cried, like I was on the ground crying because I knew it was an ACL injury, you know?
Damn.
But like, as again, I was in the car with Ray. He was telling me, now you're going to work even harder now. Damn. You got to do this for your family. Because Ray grew up like I grew up too. He from the projects, he can go up in Cordoba. Like, that's how he grew up. Cordoba. He was a good mentor. Like,
that's probably why you guys are cool together.
Yeah,
like
Cordoba, Argentina. Yeah, so we grew up. We understand the struggle.
Understand it, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yep.
The connection is there.
Yeah, so like he's telling me in the car, keep your head up now. You just got to just do it for your family. Help your family. That's who they're depending on you, you know? Like, they're depending on him, you know? So I just keep my head up and kept grinding, bro. You know, it's like, it's going to be even harder now. So I work twice as hard.
How long have you been since you did your surgery, actually?
It's about to be 7 months next week.
7 months.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Because I just saw, like, you know, one of the surgery you posted, running, sprinting already.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, because some people get injured and they tell them, like, it takes them maybe 12 months. Like,
a year.
Maybe, like, 15 months to be even get at that level.
I'm about to start training with the team after July 4th, so.
Okay. You excited about it?
Yeah. Like 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah, I'm about to start training with the team, and I'm excited to come back and play.
Where have you been training since, you know, your setback and everything? Where have you been?
By yourself, no?
By yourself? Do you have anybody to help you train? Like, how does that work?
I got rehab. No, it's not. No, by myself, man. This is like a professional level, so, you know.
No, when we say like by yourself, you're not like in the team, but like, there is like an injured guy or like guys that need like something to be fixed.
It's called Laura's Rehab Center. Rehab, okay. I don't know, center or something. I don't know. But it's Laura's. It's called Laura's. Julie, there, she's the CEO of the company.
Yeah, that's nice.
Bro, she's really good at what she does, man. She's getting me stronger. I'm literally in a lab, and she's literally just like turning me into a monster. Right. You know, it's just like the strength, speed, quickness, agility, and that. And then for the technical part of it, I train with Pure Vida Elite. His name is Daniel Vargas.
Man, this Pure Vida, I've been there. Listen, serious workout there.
Yeah, that's my dad too. I call him my dad too, you know. So we just work that. Like, he's gonna train. You're gonna train your brain.
So you know, like usually pro players say, like, you know, before injury, with like in the injury and then post injury, right?
Uh-huh.
But do you think the battery we're gonna have after the injury is way different? Because, like, you know, sitting back and watching what's going on, you're building, you know what I'm saying? You're fixing yourself.
You're gonna get stronger. Hungrier. I feel like I feel stronger, better, and fitter than ever before, you know? Yeah. So, like, I'm excited to be back and play. You know,
are you ready to eat?
Yeah, I'm ready to eat. I'm hungry.
I see you benching 225. Like, yo, this is some serious thing going on.
Nah, I'm benching 255.
Okay. 255, man.
You hear that?
255.
Nah, man.
Okay.
That, my boy Dusky be Dusky be seeing me. I go to his gym. I be running there, you know.
Shout out to Dusky. Shout out to
Dusky, man. Nah, he's the hottest rapper coming out of Minnesota right now, man. This man be in the studio all day. Like, that's the work. You see, like, that's his mindset. Like, gonna keep making music, studio, making music, you know. Just that grind and that work ethic, bro. It's in everything. It just don't have to be
just
sports.
Just sport, right.
Like, even with y'all too, bro, I see you guys working, bro. You guys getting your podcast, putting it up, sharing it, getting more people on it, you know.
Appreciate that, man.
Nah, but by the way, you're saying that, we need Dusky sitting here, man.
Yeah, get Dusky. Come here,
Nah, we're going to need Dusky coming to the podcast.
Nah, he's going to talk about it, man. Yeah, we talk more about it.
Yeah, we can talk more about it later. Dusky.
So you know, you play soccer, you have your friend, like, you have your people around you making music, other people doing other stuff.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, everybody around you is just the mentality.
It's the same mentality. It's the same.
So, like, for example, like, even though your friend Dusky is rapping, if he sees you like, okay, Patrick, have a better practice for 3 weeks, he's going to check you out.
Yeah, of course. This man check me every time. Like, he's like, bro, like, you're not supposed to be eating that. You feel me? Like, what are you doing, bro? You need to stay focused, you know? You're going to, like.
That's important.
And vice versa, too, bro. We hold each other accountable. Like, why aren't you at the studio, bro? You know, like, why are you over here?
Why are you outside?
Why are you outside? Go back to the studio. I tell them, go back to the studio. Why aren't you at the studio?
That's on real ground, man.
Yeah, you know.
You do your thing, your friend doing their thing, and you guys getting there. At the end of the day, that's, we are working for, you know, making sure everybody just do her thing and be focused.
No, but you know, like, you know, something that's really important, like, he's saying, too, he has his family that check him, you know what I'm saying, on the real stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes your family can check you, but your friend lets you, like, let some stuff slide.
Yeah, it's cool,
you know what I'm saying, stay with us. But, like, having friends, family, your, like,
everybody,
you know, so your mentor, everybody's checking out. You have nowhere to go out. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. You just got to have people with you that wants the same thing.
Right.
Like, for him, it's different. Like, greatness. Both of us want greatness. So you're going to keep working on his craft. He's keep going to be consistent, keep being disciplined, you know, just hard work. And if he's not doing something he's not supposed to do, I'm going to tell him. Like, that's me being real to him. No fake love. I show him real love. And it's vice versa, too, because he would do the same thing.
But here, Patrick, so in your case, how do you surround yourself up? Because right now, I don't know, like, you know, especially Minnesota, bro, a lot of people know about you. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, like, a lot of people would like to be cool with you. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, for example, how do you find, like, okay, I can be friend with Larry, but now Us is not, you know what I'm saying? Us is not going where I go. How do you get to surround yourself with people like Nuski? I know you can tell me, oh, I know him since back then. But, like, right now, how can you meet people and you surround yourself with that kind of people around you?
Nah, it's just the energy got to flow right. And if the energy is not flowing right, then I'm not, like, you know? Like, if I don't feel that connection with somebody, you feel me? Like, there's no connection there. Like, for example, if you out here, like, not doing what I want to do and doing something else, it's like you're taking a different route, you know? That's your route. My route is over here. So we're not going to cross paths, you know?
Right.
Because if a transition is going that way, it's going to forever be going that way.
Right.
Right? If you have two trains going the same way you want to go, you're going to keep going that same way.
That's your way.
You know, that's the way, you know? So.
Yeah. No, not. Be really glad to have you here, and then, you know, Usni, we've been trying to have you. Finally, we have you, and hopefully, you know, in the future, you can, you know, do your thing out there, and then we're really happy you come back quick and do your thing for the season. And I don't know, you have any advice for?
Nah, guys, young this is one thing. Coming, like, since I'm in US, to be honest, I think I've been to Minnesota game like once or twice. Uh-huh. But guys, whenever Patrick is back, we're there. Camera, yes, you know what I'm saying? Like, camera on the sideline, like, you know what I'm saying? Just focus on him.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, for real.
Definitely. Do you have any, like, let's say there's this young kid looking up to you, right?
Yeah, so, like, if you're going to give an advice to, like, your young, for example, like, I'm here right now, you know, high school, college, want to make out. What's your number one focus right now?
If I would give a kid advice, let me read this quote. It says, let me see. Well, I'm going to see it. I'm gonna find this quote.
Go ahead, take your time.
I live.
Hey guys, while Patrick is looking this, make sure you subscribe to the channel, man. Subscribe for free. We bring you guys some big timers.
We told you.
Make sure you subscribe to the channel.
Yeah, man.
So two quotes. Your future is found in your daily routine. Successful people do daily what others do occasionally. So you gotta have a routine every day, you know, and stay consistent and disciplined, you know. And then two, how you think, your mindset. So how you view things, perspectives, is always how you're going to do stuff, right? For example, if you're playing and you're not playing games, you're blaming the coach. That's how you're going to keep feeling that. That's your perspective on the coach. You're not looking and watching yourself. Like,
right.
I need to improve. Like, you're saying, I'm already good, but the coach just don't mess with me, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
It's just perspective, drive performance. So like, how you view one thing is how you got to view everything, you know? Like, if you want to do something, like, oh, the coach not playing you, like, check myself. Like, what do I need to do better? Go talk to the coach.
Self-assessment.
Yeah, like, be aware. Like, For example, just be in a room, take a time, like, look outside your body, like somebody else, like you, but you looking at yourself.
Right. Like, third person.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, third person, you know, I'm trying to say. And like, say, what's going on? Like, what do I need to improve?
To get there.
Yeah.
Nah, I like it. That's really important. Like, you know, even like there is like Meek Mill said, get yourself outside your body and then look at yourself.
Yeah,
and see how you feel yourself. Facts. Like, that's actually true.
You got a lot of code in that phone out there.
Yeah, I got a lot of code.
You got more.
Guys, if Patrick got a code in his phone,
yeah,
make sure you got some code in yours. Right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
give my friend about to download some codes. You know what I'm saying?
No, but you guys, I appreciate it. Hopefully, you guys enjoy the content. You know, we're dropping an episode every
Wednesday, man.
And make sure you guys check up with the Spotify, the Apple Music, and anything else to add, Patrick, before we end this?
Nah, I'm just
vibing,
here, bro.
Man.
Like, yeah, I'm vibing with y'all, bro.
No, man.
It was fun. This podcast was fun. I had really fun talking to you guys, you know.
Now we have fun, lucky to you too, and we really appreciate you for coming, and hopefully, you know, hopefully you have the back and see you play the field again. You know?
Thanks for having me, bro. No, appreciate you.
Sure. Bless you. Already know. Hey. Yeah.
And shout out to Nooski coming here with us.
Shout out Chief Sosa too, man. Chief Williams.
Chief Williams, man. This guy. No, hey, as far as us, OBT.
Only.
Big time, man. Let's get it.